White Geese, July 2. The famous Chubb L. Moss & Sons Gunsmiths is a gray gas station and red barn in White Geese, Kentucky. Moss specializes in legal fireworks and also in tools for the extermination of black males. Berryman took the two-lane blacktop up to White Geese after he left Poole's apartment. The fireworks store was full of hangdog hillbillies, human clown faces. It took Berryman a good half hour to get to see Chubb Moss, Jr. He found the man extraordinary to look at. Moss had been shot through his head as a teenager, and his eyes wandered around like pinballs.
"So how are you?"
he greeted Berryman with the upraised hand of a court clerk.
"Bet you looking for some 4th of July fireworks."
He swung his hand down toward crates of bombs and hanging strips of red poppers.
"Feast your eyes, stranger."
Thomas Berryman was into play acting again. He looked at his shoe tips and grinned like a boy come in to buy his first Trojan. "Also looking for a gun, Mr. Moss." Moss Jr. exposed several blackened teeth in an unhappy smile. He lowered his voice.
"Why, you looking in the exact right place, my friend. Just keep that little cigar to yourself. Get your face blow out your asshole if you don't."
Moss turned on his heels and led the way to a smaller room to one side of the main fireworks emporium. Only a few men had ventured into the smaller room. It was filled with rifles and revolvers, every kind of rifle from a Winchester 22 for rat exterminating to an M16 smuggled out of Fort Campbell. Moss held up one of the M16s.
"This here is more of a weapon, sportsman. Course."
He sighted the long rifle at two young women gassing up a VW out front. His eyes flew around behind the barrel like stirred bats.
"Dreaming of nuke," Moss said. "Shooting the gook."
He clicked the trigger and simulated a blunderbuss recoil. He googly-eyed Berryman's sunglasses.
"Hope you're not thinking of hunting rabbit."
Berryman hooted. "Not going to eat 'em if I do."
"You sure as hell ain't. No way."
Moss Jr. tried to sell Berryman a Colt 38 with an ankle holster. He tried several different M12s and M16s, some 22 caliber dum-dums, a handmade Creek Indian blanket. Berryman hemmed and hawed, towed the wooden floor like a skittish colt, finally picked up one of the Smith & Wesson pistols, a 44 Magnum like Burt Poole's, plus a silencer. He signed for it American Express, care of Mr. Brewster Green of Louisville. As he bagged the gun, silencer, and ammunition, one of Moss Jr.'s eyes disappeared into his forehead. In his mind, he was participating.
"Hey, what you gonna do with all this firepower?"
Berryman held an Indian blanket up to a hanging Coleman lamp. "Target shoot," he said. "Kill beer cans and watermelons." Moss's eye returned.
"You know that 44 was developed for hunting," he said.
"I know that."
"All right, then. All right."
Moss grinned. He handed over the gun.
"You will be careful of your nigger weenies near my cherry bombs." "On your way out, stranger."